Big Rab Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out G1Reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rab Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rab Show podcast. How are yous, folks? Yeah, hope yous are all keeping well out there in podcast land. Yeah, you guessed it. Another week has rolled around here in the bagpiping world, and we're back again for yet another Rab Show pod. I don't know, it seems to be no time from when we released the last episode. I don't know what's going on, but it seems to be now our time is being rapidly filled up with all sorts of great piping and drumming, and yeah, the time just flies, and before you know it, I'm back in the studio here again in my garage, blethering away into a microphone, chatting to all you guys. So, hey, where else would you be on a Wednesday? Anyway, well, let's get through our introductions, shall we? I got a feeling that this is going to be another incredibly busy podcast, so we're going to do our best to get through it all, of which there is loads, but we'll do our best. Okay. If this is your first ever Big Rab Show podcast, then you are welcome. We are the show for the bagpiping folk, reflecting everything in the bagpiping world, be it Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, which is competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland bagpipe and its people. And yes, like every other podcast out there, we do have a Patreon. Now, I'm going to talk more about Patreon in a wee minute or two, so I'm going to stop the introduction at this point. We'll get into that. Anyway, as always, we do open the door for every show to listener mail. And yeah, this show is no different. So that email address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. That email box is always open and we always love to hear your feedback. Now, the feedback we've been receiving this last while, this past week especially, is mostly, yeah, it's been on our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show. A load of folk actually have been rediscovering this and I don't know where you've been. We've been over there on Fuse now for, goodness, this is nearly our 13th or 14th year, something like that. We've been broadcasting every week over there on Fuse FM and Ballymoney and around the world. And yeah, we have a weekly radio show. And yeah, a lot of the emails that we've been getting in is from people who are discovering it for the first time and going, wow, that was a lot of fun. And a lot of people now are texting in requests and stuff and even getting tons of emails in asking for certain tracks and albums and live recordings and things like that to get played. So, hey, shout out to you all. There's way too many for me to list here at this point. I know that sounds a bit lame and you want to have a shout out on the show. Completely understand. But honestly, folks, there was way too many emails all talking about the Fuse FM show this past week. Don't know the reason why. But I think some of the reasons behind it was because some of you actually missed the start of it this week. Yeah, we went out an hour earlier than scheduled. That was due to a scheduling issue with Fuse FM. Yeah, they pulled our time slot forward and we needed to go out sooner rather than later. So, hey, tis what it is. The management at Fuse move things around and we do what we can to produce a two-hour show for you each week. So, yeah, we had to start earlier than normal. But, yeah, shout out to everyone who really enjoyed it. We had tons of music and stuff from Ravara Pipe Band, of course, for their huge concert that's coming this weekend. We also had tons of great tunes from St. Lawrence as well. St. Lawrence Tool, of course, are going to be in the concert this weekend as well. So we'll talk more about that in news and updates and stuff. But, yeah, just to summarise, listener mail this week, it has all mostly been talking about our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show. We got a few requests for various results from around the bagpiping world, you know, from the American Championships and stuff there at VTAT. Also for, like, the Ulsters and stuff. Yeah, so we've done our best to kind of help everybody provide links where we can and all of that kind of stuff. So if you do have any questions about the bagpiping world, curious about, you know, results is a big one that we seem to get quite a lot. Things like that, or links for live streams and things like that. So, yeah, we do our best to share those wherever possible. So, if you do want to catch the action, then do be following us on our socials, of course. But if you do get stuck and you can't find what you're looking for, then absolutely send us an email and we'll do our best to kind of help you, indeed. Because we do know the piping world's getting crazy busy at the moment and it's very difficult sometimes to find exactly what you're after when there's just so much happening. I think that's definitely the case of what's happening at the moment. There's so much. There's a lot. There's a lot to get through. Anyway, Okay, so that's it for listener mail. You can send in your own, of course, bigrabshow@gmail.com for anything that we talk about in this week's show or for any previous show for that matter. So, yeah, you might have guessed by the title of this week's episode who we're going to be chatting with. Yeah, and no doubt that'll raise some questions as well for Ross Miller fans, so we'll get into all of that. So, yes, listener mail, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Right, okay. Now, I did promise you I was going to talk a little bit more about Patreon. Now, I do know that a lot of folk will kind of go, oh, God, here he goes again. Yeah, I know, but I'm going to be talking about Patreon for good reason. Now, for those of you who've been following us over there on YouTube, you might have noticed that, yeah, we've mentioned this a couple of times now, but our new video series called Rab Reacts has had quite a reaction on our YouTube channel. I wasn't quite expecting it, if I'm honest. It's just me sitting watching YouTube clips and then talking about them. And, well, this past week we watched a YouTube clip of me when I was very young competing in grade 2 with the Quinn Memorial Pipe Band. And I just kind of sat back and told old stories about the Quinn Memorial. I think that was a video of us with the Quinn, and we were playing one of the first models of the Andante snare drum. And, you know, talked about the drum and what it was like to play at that time and all of that. So anyway, we unpack all of that in our YouTube series, and it's been very popular out there for folks in YouTube. If you haven't caught it yet, please do. We're trying to release an episode now every Sunday. I know a lot of folks want a lot more content on that, Rab Reacts. And so, get your video clips into us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. We'll do our best to produce those. But for now, we're releasing those episodes every Sunday. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is because over on Patreon, you are getting exclusive early access to a load of other episodes of Rab Reacts. Yeah, now, if you are over there on Patreon, you've probably already seen them. There's a whole dose of them already uploaded there, and we will be releasing early episodes of Rab Reacts every week over on Patreon. All right, so we've added yet another perk. What's going on? Yeah, so on Patreon, you now currently have episodes of Big Rab Show Plus. You have tons of exclusive interviews and performance video clips that never see the light of day, just for Patreon members. Also, you have our weekly Fuse FM Balamoney radio show that we mentioned earlier. So if you do happen to miss it live, you can download it and take it with you if you're a Patreon member. Yeah. Plus, there's way too many others for me to mention, but just wanted to get that plug in there that we are now releasing exclusive access to Rab React's future episodes over there on Patreon. There you go. Just wanted to give this a shout. Now, you can join our Patreon page as a free member, and you can follow us for updates, but you won't get actual access to any of the content unless you are a paid member. Yes, so every click of support really does mean the world to us, and I think it works out at like £4 or £5 a month, something like that, and it really does help us produce the show as we're heading into this incoming season, and as a thank you, you get your mitts and all of that extra stuff. Yeah, all that piping goodness. There you go. Now, there's some real crackers back there. Yeah. Anyway, so I know that sounds like a huge plug for Patreon, but I just wanted to give a huge shout out to all of the folk over there on Patreon. We've got a great community over there at the moment. And very interactive. And yeah, I don't know. Shout out to the Patreon faithful. You guys are awesome. Absolutely. All right. So, right, let's get into the rest of this week's show. Now, as I've said, there is, again, so much happening in the bagpiping world. It's kind of ridiculous. We've got a lot of results and stuff to get through. Plus, we've got a lot of dates ahead of us. And, yeah, right now, as I'm talking to you, there is an RSPBA Northern Ireland branch meeting happening. The piping world is in a state of flux right now, and we're about to get into the middle of it all. There's so much to talk about. So why delay any further? I think it's time for me to take a wee break at this point. So I'll be right back with all of the news and updates. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement, and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let The Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/BigRab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/BigRab for a 30-day free trial. All right, let's get into the news and updates, shall we? Now, as I've said before, there's bound to be stuff we miss. So, as always, email us in, bigrabshow@gmail.com. We'll do our best to get through all of it, okay? Right, let's take breath. Let's get into everything that's been happening in the scene this past while. There's been so much. Right, let's lead with that story that we were just talking about there. The RSPBA Northern Ireland branch meeting is happening right now on Zoom as I'm recording this. Now, the reason it's happening is because RSPBA Northern Ireland have found themselves in a bit of a difficult spot when they're talking about this upcoming domestic calendar. As you heard there in previous podcasts, we did talk about how Ballymena Academy and the Ballymena District Council had withdrawn their support for an event in their town, which meant that that kind of left the Northern Ireland calendar a bit short, I guess, of a possible venue, which we were hoping for, but that has now been withdrawn. Looking at the calendar and how it sits right now, there was a few more extra dates actually that were announced this past week, so let's run through them here. I know we're reading a hashtag list, but yeah, there's a few brand new dates in the calendar here that we need to add in here. So yeah, we're not going to feature them in dates for your diary, we're going to add them in right now. So the brand new dates that have been added into the calendar and confirmed at this point are the 29th of June for the Antrim and Newton Abbey Championships. That's taking place in Antrim. As far as I know, that's in Castle Gardens in Antrim. Not entirely sure, hasn't been fully confirmed yet, but that is the 29th of June Antrim and Newton Abbey Championships taking place in Antrim town itself. The Ulster Championships are scheduled for the 3rd of August, and as yet we don't know the venue. It says here the venue is TBC, so yeah, I guess that's what we'll be chatting about here tonight, I guess. So hopefully we'll get a bit of direction on that. Then also on the 10th of August, we have the Heart O' Down Championships in Newcastle. Yes, Newcastle County Down, the absolute favourite of the piping folk here in Northern Ireland. Fantastic venue, piping at the foot of the Mourns. But the date of this one has caused a little bit of debate among bands here in Northern Ireland because, as you can imagine, the very next day is a major championship. Yeah, so I don't know. Will Northern Ireland bands make the decision to compete in Newcastle on the Saturday on the 10th, or will they make the jump across and compete in Perth on the 11th? Very difficult choice for a lot of pipe bands. I don't know if a lot of Northern Ireland bands will actually make the decision to compete at both of these. I don't know if that's, yeah, a viable option for a lot of bands. You know, competing on the Saturday, then the Sunday, then you have Piping Live, and then you have the World. Eek, that's going to be an incredibly busy fortnight of piping and drumming. So, yeah, for any band that's planning on hitting both those competitions, then let us know. We'd certainly love to know whether you're planning on doing that. And we wish you well in your venture, for sure. But there you go. So if you are interested in the Northern Ireland domestic calendar, everything I just spoke about, it's up on the RSPBA NI website right now, rspbani.org, for the full Northern Ireland domestic calendar. And hopefully, following discussions tonight on Zoom, as I'm recording this, we'll get a bit of an outcome. Once the Northern Ireland branch have had a chance to chat with their membership and work out a way forward, I guess we'll wait and see on how this calendar gets finalised, I guess. Either way, we are still heading into another couple of competitions that's happening, of course. We have the Irvine Memorial Miniband Competition happening in Five Mile Town, 4th of May. I've also got a couple of emails asking if we can give it a bit of a plug and stuff. So, hey, there you go. Shout out to Irvine Memorial and their miniband competition, Five Mile Town. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that one, of course, and news and updates. Or not. This for your diary. I'm in the news and updates right now. See, this is me. I can read my script. And then, of course, 18th of May, the UK's. We're heading to Bangor. Come on, that date should already be firmly in your book. But yeah, that's very exciting competition to get to. Looking forward to that. Anyway, let's roll on. We've got other news to talk about. Keeping it close to home, I have to give a shout out to the Ulster Scots Agency, who ran a recent Pipe Majors Masterclass hosted by Richard Parks, MBE. Now, we did mention this at the time when they were accepting applications, and I'm very glad to say that they did get a good wealth of people attending this. So, shout out to everyone who did attend the masterclass with Richard Parks. And again, I think this is a stupendous idea. Absolutely fantastic by the Ulster Scots Agency to arrange this thing. And to everyone in attendance, I think I've heard nothing but glowing reviews saying that they learned so much from it. And a lot of people actually took a whole, big notepad things with them and almost filled it with notes and everything ticking at the masterclass. So, hi. Well done to everyone in attendance. It did seem to be a really popular event. And if it is going to be ran again, then we'll certainly let you folks know, because it did seem to be a lot of people out there that missed the boat on this one and didn't get their application in on time. So, if you are interested in future masterclasses with Richard Parks MBE, please do let the Ulster Scots Agency know. Yes, and then once they're aware that people are wanting this, then of course they can try and arrange it and make it happen again. But yeah, if you are interested, there's photographs, of course, of the event and who all attended, and there were certificates and stuff handed out as well by Richard. So yeah, go have a look at the Ulster Scots Agency on their socials and all of that. But yeah, shout out to everyone who attended that masterclass. Just seemed to be a real success. Fantastic stuff. Okay, now I know we mentioned earlier on in the show, there was a couple of big concerts happening this weekend. Yeah, Ravara Pipe Band are going to the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn, of course. We've mentioned it quite a few times now, and we're very excited to see Ravara hit the stage. It's going to be such a great concert because there's been absolutely no spoilers. There's been nothing. We have no clue what Ravara are going to bring to the stage, and we don't even know who their support acts are or anything, but I cannot wait for it. Yeah, so that's this weekend, Ravara Pipe Band and the Island Arts Centre. But also, St. Lawrence O'Toole are going to be inspired in Aberdeen, as we've mentioned in many shows before. We've been talking about it now for a while over on Fuse FM. Yeah, very exciting prospect to see St. Lawrence O'Toole hit the big stage. And yeah, as you heard, we got talking to Brendan, of course, their pipe sergeant earlier. Yeah, as you know, both these concerts are happening this weekend. But right, I'm going to throw this out there in the audio podcast, and we're also going to put it on our socials all across. We want everyone in the bagpiping world to be aware of clicking on dodgy links on social media. Dun, dun, dun. It seems to be, I'm talking about this every week now. Every competition that happens, every concert that rolls around, there seems now to be a very worrying trend with so many internet criminals who are posting up fake links and fake profiles and all of this to try and steal your financial or even your own personal information. They ask for things like a username and password and for credit card information to watch a live stream. Now, I mention this is because Bucksburn and District actually posted it to their socials that they were aware of a fraudulent Bucksburn and District pipe band page that had been posted on Facebook and had been running around friending people, saying, "Hi, Bucksburn and District wants to be your friend." And then as soon as you click accept, then they start bombarding you with messages saying, "Hi, concert's happening this weekend. Do you want to watch the live stream? Here's the link." Click the link, of course, then ask for all of your personal information, your shoe size, your blood type, everything. So, my advice is to please stick to official channels only, and please heed the advice that most of these events, if not all of them, will not charge for live streams. And if anything, for concerts, there won't be any live streams for concerts. Okay? Now, the only concerts that I do know that have a pay-per-view on them is the likes of the ones that are run by the National Piping Centre. They're run through an official source. They have all sorts of security in place, so you can absolutely give them your payment details and pay for access to the likes of the Glenfiddich or for Pipe and Live, some of those huge concerts at Pipe and Live or pay-per-view. Absolutely. And again, I would urge you to go through the Pipe and Live website or the National Pipe and Centre website for that matter. Don't arrange it through social media, all right? It's a very worrying trend. We noticed it starting with the New Zealand Nationals, where there was all sorts of dodgy links all over the place. And then the Australian Nationals, same thing. And then, of course, this past weekend where we had the American Championships, which we'll talk about, they also had tons of links all over the place. Oh, click on this, give us your credit card, and you can watch the whole thing. And then, yeah, people were getting stung with all of this. So, in light of all of this, huge concerts this weekend, all right? Rivara and St. Lawrence O'Toole, absolutely everyone on the piping scene will want to see these shows, absolutely. But my advice is the way for you to see them is to get a ticket. Actually be there in person and attend the venue. There will not be any live stream from either of these shows. And yeah, there's been tons of questions asking about whether the Big Rab show will be live streaming from concerts and stuff. And no, we very rarely live stream from concerts. We only do so when we have express permission from the organizer and the act themselves. But even at that, we very rarely live stream from concerts at all because they are ticketed events. And yeah, we don't want to take away from that, I guess. So I hope that all makes perfect sense. Please don't click on any dodgy links. We got so many reports this past week of people losing their financial information and then all sorts of madness, having to lock their bank accounts and claim back money that was lost and just horrific stuff. So please don't be, kind of swindled like that. There's no other word for it. It is an absolute swindle. So don't click on any dodgy links. That's the summary of that story. Let's move on. Okay, so just, I know we're recording this right now on the 24th, but I just want to give a mention to anyone right now who's listening to this pod whenever it releases. Yeah, right now on the 24th, this is the closing date for the British Championships. All right, now I know if a possible band secretary is listening to this right now and your band might have plans to go to Forres, and then hopefully this will spark a little reminder in their head going, have I got our entry forms in? Right, I'm reminding you all now. Closing date for the British Championships in Forres is right now, 24th of April. So I don't mind if you pause the podcast and go and check, but make sure you get your entry forms in for the British if you're intending and competing in Forres. Also, just by way of a reminder, closing dates for other championships include the Scottish. Scottish Championships, their deadline is the 12th of June. All right, just wanting to put that out there. 12th of June, deadline for the Scottish. Deadline for the Euros is the 26th of June. Yeah, so get that in as well. And also the Worlds, the big in, if you haven't got your papers in to the World Championships for the 3rd of July, then you're out of luck. Now, a lot of bands fell foul of this in recent years. They've missed deadlines and stuff, so I'm going to be reminding you constantly. Okay, I do know a lot of band secretaries listen to the show, so by way of reminder, that's your deadline for the Worlds, 3rd of July. So those deadlines again. Right now, tonight, 24th of April, is the British. The deadline for the Scottish is the 12th of June. Deadline for the Euros is the 26th of June. And then the big one, the Worlds, the 3rd of July. I nearly said 23rd. No, it's the 3rd of July for the Worlds. All right? So, just putting it out there, that's your deadlines. Please make sure you have all of your paperwork sorted. Do not get late. And then, I don't know, you can't play then, you know? Right. I'm getting very tongue-tied, but that's exactly what I'm at. Please don't lose your deadlines and lose sight of it, I guess. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Okay, this is a story, and it's not really a story, I guess, but I just wanted to give you a bit of an update, really, with what's happening with us in the Big Rab Show. Now, you might or might not be aware, but we've updated our website. Woo! Yeah, it took a while, Yeah, thankfully, after the pandemic and everything and the bagpiping world was rebuilding, then our website kind of took a back seat for us here in the Rab Show team, if we're honest. But now, thankfully, a good bit of time and effort has been spent and our website now has a brand new facelift. So go and check it out. We have a brand new website, new links and everything all posted, even a brand new button for Weekly Drone as well. So you might have noticed earlier, we don't have any Weekly Drones this week. Yeah. So head over to the new website, thebigrabshow.com. There's a big button right at the top. I know because I put it there. And yeah, you can tell us your own Weekly Drone. Yeah, warts and all, completely anonymous. That doesn't ask for your name or email, nothing like that. So yeah, just let us know your story there on Weekly Drone. So, right, that's it. Just, I know it's not really a news story, but you can go and check it out at your leisure. Brand new, shiny website from ourselves here on The Big Rab Show. All right. Okay, now, I did promise you I was going to talk about the American Championships at the VTAT, as it's affectionately known. The Virginia International Tattoo took place this past weekend, and let's just say this. A lot of the performances were just fantastic. Oh my God. Did you see them? Do you know what? I managed to catch all of the performances from both the Grade 3 and Grade 2 competition at the American Championships. And man, there was some real good tunes played. I have to give a huge shout out to the Ulster Scottish Pipe Band. Wow, seriously. Yeah, they won the drumming. They also won the best MSR and best medley selection in the Grade 2 competition. They played an absolute stomper. They were so good. So they picked up first place, of course. Yeah, that was such great, strong performances. And they managed to pick up $2,000 for their trouble. Now, that is some proper prize money right there. But yeah, shout out to the Ulster Scottish Pipe Band. They were absolutely singing. And also, not to be outgunned, the Macmillan Pipe Band, who finished up in runner-up in second place, they managed to take home a grand as well. So that's not bad. $1,000 and you're sparring on the road home. That's brilliant. So yeah, in first place was the Ulster Scottish. They were really good. Macmillan as well, had a great tone. And then the next band, I really enjoyed their medley actually, was Carnegie Mellon. They finished in third place and they managed to take home $500 again, which is definitely not an insult. Quite cool. Yeah, and in fourth spot then was the Great Lakes Pipe Band. There you are. So that competition in Grade 2 for the American Championships, absolutely stellar. Yeah. Also have to give a shout then to Carnegie Mellon, of course, who picked up the Grade 3 title on the day. And so again, some real strong performances from that Carnegie Mellon band. Absolutely brilliant. And yeah, they picked up $1,500 for winning Grade 3. That's not too shabby as well, considering they also lifted $500 in Grade 2. So yeah, walking home $2,000 richer. Not bad. Also, shout out to Macmillan Bertels Pipe Band, who lifted $1,000. They are in second place in Grade 3. Also to the Russian Dew Pipe Band. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. They got $500 for their trouble in third place. And Siren City, what's wrong with me? Yeah, they were in fourth place there in Grade 3. If you are interested in catching those performances and watching them as I did, you can go to the Virginia International Tattoo website, where they have live streamed all of these performances. Yeah, we've done our best to share them out as we spotted them, but yeah, this tattoo just seemed to be incredible. The show itself was brilliant, but this competition that they ran outside the venue was incredibly popular. It's, tons of great bands, loads of great music played as well. Wow. Yeah, I'm absolutely a huge fan. And I have to say, yeah, the prize money on offer here as well is really attractive. So, yeah, just wanted to give that a shout out as well. Do you know something that was also really interesting as part of this competition was they have a drum fanfare competition. Yeah, now where the drum corps march on and they do a fanfare, and the winner, I think it's a people's choice kind of thing. I think the audience kind of vote for it. But yeah, the winner, they also get a grand. $1,000 for winning the drum fanfare competition, which actually went to the Macmillan Drum Corps. There you go. So shout out to Macmillan. Great weekend's work there. But shout out to everyone at that competition, the American Championships. I'm a huge fan of this event now, having watched most, if not all, of the footage that I've managed to find, and share it out, of course, on Big Rab Show's social media. So there you go. If you're not following us on socials, yeah, you would have missed all of those updates. But yeah, shout out to the tattoo. What an incredible event. And the American Championships, I hope this grows from strength to strength. It's such a great event. And well done to everyone there involved. Fantastic. Okay, speaking of great events that took place this past weekend, we have to give a shout out to, of course, the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band, as they hosted their legendary Pipe Majors Wheel of Fortune competition. Yeah, this event, which was held in the Danderhall Miners Club in Midlothian, just attracted kind of a who's who of the bagpiping world, seriously. So I can't sing the praises of this event enough. Some of the tunes and that on offer here, I've heard nothing but glowing reviews, but unfortunately I haven't heard any of the tunes played. Oh, what's going on? I have no idea why I haven't heard anything. There's been zero clips of this online anywhere, and I've been doing my best to find it. But I can't find any of it. So if anyone out there has an opportunity to share a wee clip or something from this event, from the Wheel of Fortune, please let us know, and we'll love to tune in and catch it. There you go. We'll have to give a shout out also to Gary West as well. He was the compere of the evening. And so I have to give, yeah, special mention to him because we got a lot of great feedback saying Gary done a cracking job. So there you go. Shout out to Gary. There you go. Oh, and if you haven't checked out Gary's podcast, by the way, I think they've now just celebrated a year in operation. Yeah, enjoy your piping with Gary West. So, hi, shout out to Gary. But this event itself, absolutely fantastic. I have to give a special mention, of course, to the overall champion on the day, which was Craig Sutherland. Go on, Craig! Absolute legend. But the lineup itself included the likes of Ben Duncan, Craig Muirhead, John Mulhern, Angus Nicholson, Callum Wind, and a whole bunch of others as well. So many involved here. I know I'm dropping names now and everyone's going to get upset. I'm not mentioning you. But if you are wanting the full listings of the winners and everything, go to bagpipe.news. They have them published there, of course. But I just wanted to give a special mention to another great event and the City of Edinburgh. What a fantastic event. Well done to everyone. And if you do have those clips, please do send them in. We really want to see them. All right, let's move on. So also this past weekend, as well as the Wheel of Fortune competition, there was also a number of band competitions that took place. First of all, in the North of Scotland branch, who held their full band competition indoors, of course, and that was in Gordon Schools there in Huntly. Let's run through the results then briefly, shall we? Lifting the Grade 4 competition was Bucksburn and District. That was their Novice Juvenile Band who lifted that. And also the Grade 4 MSR went to Coulter and District. Shout out to Coulter. There you go. Grade 3 competition went to the City of Inverness. Yeah, there you go. And in Grade 2 then, Buck and Peterson lifted that one in Grade 2. I have to say, I think this was the official unveiling of Buck and Peterson's brand new competitive medley as well. We've shared that video out there. Go and have a listen to it for you Buck and Peterson fans. Also then, I think Buck and actually played up as well in Grade 1 and managed to lift the title there as well. Of course, uncontested by the looks of things. That was a great competition all round and very exciting for a number of reasons. A lot of bands unveiled, brand new bass drum skins. I have to give a shout out to the Texo D-Side Caledonia Pipe Band. Very cool looking bass drum. And to Buck and Peterson, their brand new medley, which sounds brilliant. I know. And then also the City of Inverness as well had a great run as well there in Grade 2. So, yeah, just wanted to give you all a good shout. I think a lot of bands sounded really strong. And, yeah, I don't know. Great competition there for the North of Scotland branch. Let's bring it closer to home here in Northern Ireland. Of course, the County Down Indoor Section competition happened. What's wrong with me? I could just about read my script. This was all held in Dromore, of course. And let's go through the prizes. Shall we? In first place in Grade 4B went to Money Gore Pipe Band.
Go on, Money Gore!
There you go. So picking up the top spot in 4B. Also in Grade 4A then, lifting the top spot there, was the Irvine Memorial Pipe Band. Not a bad weekend's work there, Irvine. And then in Grade 3B, I think they were maybe the only band there on the day in Grade 3B, but shout out to Drumlach. There you go. And then I think they played up a grade as well. In Grade 3A then, lifting the 3A title on the day was Kalabaki. Yes, and Drumlach actually placed third that day behind Major Sinclair Memorial, who were in second place. The drumming on the day went to Kalabaki there in 3A. There you go. Then playing up into Grade 2, uncontested on the day, were the Major Sinclair Memorial, so they lifted the title there. Won best piping and drumming and bass section. There you go. So, yeah, it's great to see these indoor competitions, you know, happening, I guess, you know. And I know there's kind of an argument for indoor competitions. There's a lot of people who really love them and say they're a great warm-up before you hit the grass. I would be in that camp myself. As I was a lead tipper back in the day, I absolutely loved indoor competitions because they were an opportunity to get a judging sheet. You know, because that was the first time a judge actually got an opportunity to hear your music for that year, and they were able to give you some good opinions, actually. Before you hit the grass for the likes of a major championship, you have an opportunity now to kind of tweak. Yeah, so the 20th of April, a very busy weekend, of course, tons of bagpipe in action, and yeah, a lot of bands out there debuting brand new music and now have those all-important crit sheets, as they call them, and I dare say right now, at the point of recording this, there'll be a lot of bands now going through those sheets with a fine tooth comb and making adjustments as a result before they hit the grass this incoming year. So as we were mentioning about Buck and Peterson and their brand new competitive medley, will that be the finished article when they hit the grass for the UKs? Who knows? But go and have a listen to it anyway. A lot of great performances over this past weekend. We've done what we can to share them all out, of course, as we've spotted them. But yeah, just shout out to all of you who are out in competition this past weekend. A lot of great music played. And for those of you who decided instead to have a Saturday practice, then fair play to you. There's a good number of bands out there having Saturday practices. Again, I know I'm going to shout them out again, but yeah, St. Lawrence O'Toole had a Saturday practice, and they uploaded a little clip of the band playing the Pumpkins Fancy. Oh, can I just say how amazing it was to hear St. Lawrence O'Toole playing one of their signature sets. All right, now I know we mentioned it on Brendan's interview, and he said, you know, we're going to be playing the greatest hits. But man, isn't it just so satisfying to hear that tune played by St. Lawrence, and played so well as well. Oh, anyway, go and have a check at that. That's on social media. We've shared that performance now a few times now because it is so good. But yeah, shout out to St. Lawrence. Very exciting stuff. Let's move on, shall we? All right. I have to give a brief mention to North Stratton Pipe Band. They said that, you know, they put out an announcement here that's quite exciting. So the band have announced that they will be attending the British Championships in Forres. Woo! Go on, the North Stratton. Now, that's exciting. Yeah, so yeah, very much looking forward to seeing them at the British Championships this year. And here's hoping that this won't be their only trip to the UK and that we'll actually get a chance to see them possibly at the Worlds as well. So, hi, there you go. Shout out to North Stratton competing in Forres. That's exciting. All right. So, also, this past weekend was the Loch Norman Highland Games, of course, in Huntersville there in North Carolina. We did mention it on last week's Date for Your Diary and all of that, and I have to give a special mention to the Chattanooga Pipe Band, who managed to pick up first place in Grade 4 Medley. There you go. I think they also managed to pick up a first in Grade 3 Medley Challenge as well. So they did challenge up the grade and managed to pick up a prize there too. So just wanted to give them a shout. Yeah, what a great way to kick off 2024 for the Chattanooga. And I think, now, this could be stuff that Rab got wrong. I'm sure anyone can possibly shout and yell at me if this is wrong. But I believe this is their 25th anniversary. I don't know. But yeah, just wanted to give Chattanooga a bit of a shout this week. What a great start to the season for you folks, picking up some prizes there, yeah, at Loch Norman. So great stuff. There you go. Okay, I'm going to briefly mention here on the show before we fly on with more news, I have to give a shout out to Lone Star Piper. Lone Star! Yep, LoneStarPiper.com. Now, we did mention their flashy new website that they've got done there recently, and that might have inspired our own website redesign. Yeah, just going to drop that in there. But yeah, shout out to Lone Star, who put it up on their socials there a couple of days ago now that they're going to be selling G1 products. Yes, go on, the G1. Yeah, they've got some sweet G1 merch along with, of course, those incredible reeds and chanters as well. So yeah, shout out to Lone Star Piper, who give us that incredible update. So if you are looking that out there in the United States, there's no better place to go than Lone Star. So yeah, they'll hook you up with some proper G1 swag. And yeah, so just shout out to Lone Star. If you are curious at all about picking up some G1 stuff, then absolutely go and give them a shot. Yeah, there you go. All right, I have to talk about a big news story in the drumming world that dropped just yesterday. Now, I'm sure a lot of you by now have possibly seen this, so let's get into the details of this. Really quite interesting. Yeah, we got an announcement from the British Drum Company that they're now going to be discontinuing the Axial Snare line. Not just the snare line, but also the bass and tenor line, and the entire Axial Pipe Band line is going to be discontinued. Now, whenever you read the statement here from the British Drum Co., it does make for some very interesting reading. It says, at British Drum Co., we are committed to continuous improvement and the delivery of exceptional products to our customers. As part of our ongoing research and development efforts, we announced the discontinuation of Axial Series Pipe Band drums. This decision has been made to make way for an introduction of better, more advanced drums that will elevate the performance and experience of pipe band drummers worldwide. Now, there has been a number of you out there in the podcasting world that have noticed that the advert for British Drum Co. has been withdrawn from our podcast here. And yeah, now we are starting to see why. Yeah. So not to bore you with the details, but what we can see here now is that the British Drum Co. are now going to be withdrawing from the bagpiping world for a while they're now in their workshop tinkering. Now, what exactly they're working on, Not the first clue, but as it says here, that they will be launching a brand new line, hopefully in 2025. Well, the sales director, of course, Stu, has, as we've had on the show many times, he goes on to say, as part of this statement, he says, we expect to launch the brand new pipe band series of drums in early 2025. Yeah, he also says that anybody with current orders on the system for Axial will see those orders completed, and yeah, they do have a limited amount of components available to complete those orders, so please do speak to your BDC dealer for details on availability. There you are. So, I have to say, we have been absolutely huge fans of the Axial line. It's been a very popular drum for good reason. We do believe the sound quality is there and the craftsmanship is just second to none. We absolutely think it's fantastic, all right? So, yeah, we've had a real long working relationship with the British Drum Co. and their work on the Axial line stands for itself. And you can go and see a ton of stuff that we've done over there at the British Drum Co. factory, where we had a tour behind the scenes on how they actually built the Axial snare line and stuff, and all of that was very fascinating stuff. But now to see that it's been discontinued, a lot of drummers out there who were very keen to get their hands on an Axial will now not be able to. So that now means if you have an Axial drum in your possession, that thing is now a collector's item. Yeah, I'm not joking. That thing, that Axial drum that you have in your possession, if you have one, if you're lucky to have one, will now absolutely become a collector's item for bagpipe enthusiasts. Yeah. And I know I reluctantly have never got my hands on one, and I am, yeah, kicking myself. Some of the finishes on those Axial drums were just beautiful. So I'm very curious to see what this new line of drums from the British Drum Co. will be. So, of course, as soon as we hear even the slightest whisper of what the British Drum Co. are up to, we will let you folks know. Rest assured. But for now, we know nothing more than what you already know, other than this line is now being discontinued, and that's it. There's been no more Axial line drums being produced by the BDC. They will be fulfilling existing orders. That's it, done. They're shutting up shop, and they're not producing any more Axial line until they come up with this new one, I guess. So, yeah, this does not mean by any means that the British Drum Co. have closed their doors and closed up shop. Oh no. If anything, they've kind of doubled down now on their drum kit world. I'm sure a lot of you have seen recently that they've been producing a lot of real beautiful drums for a lot of pretty high profile artists, including Iron Maiden, to name one, and a bunch of others. But yeah, they're definitely very invested in their drum kit business at the moment. But as we can see now, their marching division is taking this step back to redevelop the product and hopefully come out with something even more exciting for this 2025 season. So, as it unfolds and this story develops a little further, and you drummers out there, I'm sure, are going to be keen for updates, we will absolutely keep you across any update as we get it, all right? There'll be nobody kept in the dark here. But this is, I don't know, it's kind of bittersweet in a way. You know, it's bitter from the point of view that we have to wave bye-bye to the Axial. That was such an iconic line of drums, honestly. I was a huge fan, as we mentioned. But that's the bitter part, the end of an era, I guess. But now comes the sweet part. Now we know the kind of quality that the British Drum Co. can produce. What's in front of us? What are they going to come up with next? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. My head's swimming with possibilities, but I guess we'll have to wait and see on that front. So there you go. We, no doubt, will probably see a few drum corps still continuing to play the British Drum Co. drums. Yeah, I guess this incoming season, and then as next year comes around, yeah, we'll have a whole new lineup to talk about. So there you go. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to get Stu on the show at some point to talk about this, to see if we can kind of eke out any kind of little sneak peek. You know, do you think I could do that? I don't know. But if you are curious at all, you can go and read that full statement. It's available now on BritishDrumCo.com, their website, where they do talk about this in depth. I just kind of summarized it there, but there is a full statement there, press statement on all of this and the reasoning behind the discontinuation of the Axial pipe band line. So go and have a read at it at your leisure. It does make for some very genuine interest in reading there. There you are. So that's definitely one for drumming fans. So that's one less drum, I guess, in the piping world now being produced. But yeah, the promise of a brand new one heading into 2025. So that's exciting. There you go. Okay, so you've had to wait to pretty late in the podcast before we actually start talking about one of the biggest events that happened this past weekend, and that is the European solo snare drumming. Yeah, now that's for good reason. We've took quite a bit of time to do a bit of research behind the scenes to try and find out what the actual results are. Yeah, because for those of you who were at the event, of course by now you're bound to know who won what, and we'll talk about that briefly, but yeah, the topic here is, well, the competition itself was absolutely brilliant. We've heard tons of great reports from it. We've seen quite a few video performances online as well, so a lot to enjoy. But I think the story from the European solos is that the results have not been published yet. Yeah, and we have no idea why. Now, normally the results for these would be published very quickly, and that's it. You know, we get to go through every grade and talk about it with all of you guys. But as we can see here, yeah, but whenever you go to try and search for the results for the European solo snare drumming competition on the 20th, there's nothing. You can't find anything yet. There's quite a number of, social media posts by the likes of People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, who were talking about Kieran McQuillan, who picked up the top spot. He actually won the senior adult snare drumming competition. So, yeah, they were congratulating him. Also, the likes of Simon Fraser University, who were, yeah, giving J. Reid Maxwell a shout as well. He managed to finish up in the runner-up position as well. That's the two positions that we're aware of so far. Anything else? We have yet to hear it from an official source. We don't know. So we got it on good authority. I think Tommy McAndrew, he also had it on social media that he picked up some title as well along the way. But as for the European solos, we have heard tons of great reports about it. Yeah, we've been told that Kingdom Thistle ran an absolutely brilliant event, and yeah, there was quite a large entry for this competition. And we're very surprised that, yeah, the results have yet to be published. So we're going to put the call out there again for anyone who does know who won what at the Euros. Please let us know. We're very curious. And also, yeah, if anyone listening from that event has the reasoning behind why the results haven't been published, let us know. We're very curious. You can go down a bit of a rabbit hole on this. You can go to the RSPBA website and you can click on the results, right? It takes you then to the Kingdom Thistle website, which gives you the draw for the competition. And that's it. So you do kind of go around a vicious circle. You know, click here to get the results. Nope, that's the draw. Click here to get the results. Nope, it's the draw again. Very long story short, we have yet to see the official results from the European solos published online. So, yeah, we just don't know who exactly won what officially. Yeah, those social media posts certainly do help. So again, full congratulations to Kieran McQuillan picking up another solo title. And yeah, to J. Reid Maxwell as well, of course, from SFU, finishing in that runner-up spot there. Yeah, fair play. All right, so that's it. A bit of a confusing story, I guess. And the reason it's had to wait for this length of time in the pod is because it took us this length of time to try and possibly find something. And we just haven't been able to place it. So yeah, you can email us in bigrabshow@gmail.com. Let us know if we're all being idiots and we just haven't found it, because we are said idiots. There you go. Alright, let's move on. Well, we did mention them, the RSPBA. Well, I have to say that they put out an advert today, this morning, in fact, at the point of recording this on the 24th of April, for a very exciting new role. Yeah, there's a vacancy available at headquarters in Glasgow, and you may well be interested in applying for this. This is to work in the office as an administrator. Yeah, this is going to be such an interesting role, because they do go on to describe exactly what your job is or what it will entail. And they're asking people who are interested to send in a CV and a cover letter and all this to hr@rspba.org. Let's get into the details of this. Now, the job itself is to work as an office administrator 3 days per week, Wednesday to Friday, at their Washington Street office in Glasgow. And, yeah, the successful candidate will have to have the below attributes. And I'm going to read all of these bullet points. They will ideally have experience of working in an admin position. All right, that's a given. That's fine. Next bullet point. A strong focus on customer service. Yes, that would be really great. Yes, absolutely agree with that. The next bullet point will be adapt well to working in a fast-paced office environment. Okay, yep. Adaptive and working in a fast-paced office. Okay, next bullet point is the ability to effectively manage and prioritize your own workload with excellent time management skills. Yep, fair enough. Uh-huh. Another bullet point, it says strong written and verbal skills. Okay, yep. Anybody getting confused yet? Wait for it. It goes on, it says, you'll be a great team worker and possess excellent verbal and written communication skills with a keen eye for detail and with outstanding organizational skills. Okay, administrative skills, including all Microsoft packages and be able to use social platforms, you know, and a flair for picking up new IT systems and software would be advantageous. Now, right, this opportunity is for an administrator vacancy within the RSPBA, the Royal Scottish Pipe Band Association. And you might have noticed as me reading all of those bullet points there that any type of knowledge of the bagpiping world at all was not mentioned here. Having any kind of working knowledge of the bagpiping scene is not a requirement to be an administrator in their office. Like that, yeah, some people found that interesting. You know, they did believe that whoever was going to fill this office administrator role, if they had even a small idea of how the bagpiping world operated, then surely that would be seen as an advantage, you know? And so, yeah, at all of those bullet points with being, you know, customer-focused, working in a fast-paced environment, to have admin, you know, experience and being able to manage your own workload, all that kind of stuff. A lot of workplaces have those requirements. So, yeah, I dare say there'll be a lot of people out there who would be very interested in this role. So, as we're mentioning it on the pod this week, we are pointing you now to the rspba.org, where they are now running this open competition for this job vacancy. And I have to say, this job does actually attract a wage as well. Yes, granted, it's a 3-day week. It's kind of seen as a part-time role, I believe. But, yeah, would still constitute a wage working in the bagpiping world. That's quite exciting right there. So, yeah, it's not often we see opportunities to go and work at headquarters advertised publicly like this. So, yeah, if anyone's interested in this office administrator role, then go for it. Jump at it. And let us know how you get on as well. I dare say if anyone from the bagpiping world applies for this and has all the relevant experience, I do believe that their bagpiping experience will certainly help in this role. That would be my argument. Yeah, to have a background from the bagpiping scene would certainly be an advantage in my opinion. But there you go. I guess we'll have to wait and see who gets, yeah, chosen for that role. Hey, if anything, maybe that's why the results haven't been published. See how them two stories connect? Maybe that's why they haven't been published, because they haven't got an office administrator to do it. There you go. All right, well, moving on. But yeah, just wanted to point you in that direction. That very interesting job opportunity there. rspba.org. Go and check it out. All right. Okay, well, I'm sure by now you're bound to be thinking, come on, Rob, when's the topic of the week? We're about to get to it here very soon. But before we do, I've got one final news story for you. Now, we got an update to a Rab Show team here from Gary Smith, of course, the organiser with the Kids with Cancer charity night. And yeah, we did try to line up an interview with Gary, but yeah, thanks to errors on our part and just a bit of a mess of a weekend, I guess, we just couldn't line it up and we didn't get a conversation with Gary on the show. So that's unfortunate. But he did tell us that he wanted to come on the show and tell us about the final total that was raised at the Kids with Cancer charity night for this year. And the grand total for this year's event is £15,000 and, well, £15,037. Yeah, there you go, to be precise. But you may as well say it's 15 grand, or over 15 grand. That's absolutely amazing. I can't even get my head around that figure. That's nuts. But yeah, full congratulations to Gary Smith, and to everyone who attended the Kids with Cancer charity night, and of course to People's Ford, Bog Hall and Bathgate, who drew such a massive audience and really entertained everyone. It was such a stellar night. If you haven't listened to our podcast from that night, you can't go back. We had a full episode presented from the evening, filled with interviews and music aplenty. Plus, as well, you can go and check it out on our socials. And yeah, we've published all of the videos and stuff as well on our YouTube channel. plenty of coverage there from the Kids with Cancer now. So 15 grand, or just slightly over 15 grand, raised at this year's event. So that's a massive total. Well done to Gary Smith. So, yeah, we did hear at the end of the podcast about the Kids with Cancer Charity Night that, yeah, there are plans now for future events. So we will keep you posted as soon as we hear any details about any future Kids with Cancer Nights. But, yeah, keep an eye out for next year. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Okay. No spoilers. But let's say this, Gary and the team are already working towards next year's big event. There you go. So over 15K, Kids with Cancer Charity Night. That's fantastic. All right. So, as I've said, you've waited this long in the podcast. I think it's finally time to meet again. A wee break at this point. I think it's time for Dates for Your Diary.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary here on the Big Rap Show podcast.
Yes, indeed. Time for Dates for Your Diary. And as you heard earlier, we're in for quite a busy weekend of piping and drumming. Yes, the St. Lawrence O'Toole Inspired Concert is this weekend in the Aberdeen Music Hall, hosted by Bucksburn District, 27th of April. But also, on the 27th of April, we have Ravara Pipe Band, also going to be in concert at the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn this weekend. Also this weekend is the Celtic Festival of Southern Maryland. This is going to be held in St. Leonard in Maryland, and that's also this weekend on Saturday. So told you, quite a busy weekend ahead of us. But looking ahead, we also have, thanks to the Irvine Memorial Pipe Band, we have the mini indoor competition being held in the Valley Hotel in Five Mile Town. That's on the 4th of May. That's a date for your diary. Also for your diary, we have the Savannah Scottish Games, again, being held in Savannah in Georgia. That's on the 4th of May also. Then, of course, we're heading into the start of the competitive season here in the UK. But before we do, we have the Leinster Championships. Yeah, down there in Donabate in County Dublin on the 11th of May. Ooh, that's just around the corner. Then, of course, we have Bankery Competition. That's being held on the 12th of May, along with Gurrick. Gurrick Highland Games as well, of course, in Battery Park. That's on the 12th of May as well. Then, of course, we have the start of the UK season officially on the 18th of May. The UK Championships in Ward Park in Bangor. And no doubt we'll get into a lot more information about that as it approaches. But also on the 18th of May, we also have a competition in Dunbar, as well as a competition, the Smoky Mountain Scottish Festival and Games are being held in Townsend in Tennessee. That's also happening on the 18th and 19th of May. There you are. So it's all happening. We're rolling into the month of May. The season is fast approaching, but we've got a lot of piping action all ahead of us, even before that first competition there in Ward Park and Bangor. So, yeah, plenty of dates for your diary. If you do have any other dates for your diary that we should be including here in the show, then please do email us in. BigRabShow@gmail.com. That address again, BigRabShow@gmail.com. Let us know if you have any dates for your diary. Right, well, you've waited this long, I guess. I think it's time for us to finally go and get ourselves a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week.
Wallace Bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion. Made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer.
Yes, time for topic of the week, and the title of this week's episode does kind of give it away who we're going to be chatting with. Yes, Ross Miller. Now, for those of you who've been listening to us over there on Fuse FM, Ballymoney, you're going to be well aware why we're chatting with Ross. Yeah, Ross has been really busy this last while. Not only is he currently on tour with the Red Hot Chili Pipers out there in the United States, but he's also releasing new music. And yeah, we had to catch up with Ross to find out about all his work, of course, with the Chili's, the new music, and of course, the competitive season's just around the corner, and then yeah, we get to find out about his competitive plans, of course, within Inveraray District. So, let's get into it then. Yeah, let's welcome Ross back to the Big Rab Show podcast.
So, welcome back to the podcast, Ross Miller. How are you, Ross? Are you well?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me again. It's been a while since I've been on, but yeah, lovely to be back.
It has been a while since you were. I think the last we were chatting to you was at the Trad Awards. That says how long ago it was. Yeah.
Yeah, would that have been the Trad Awards 2022, I think. Yeah.
22, so. Yeah. So that's a good while ago now. Yeah. Well, you're actually joining us from the United States at the moment. So, yeah, tell us about that. You're actually out on tour with Chili's.
I am. I'm on tour here with the Chili Pipers. I think I'm in, oh no, I know that I'm in Bloomington, Illinois. Right now we had a show there last night, and then I'm heading to Burlington, Iowa today.
I see. And I'm guessing the miles that you've put in over this last few weeks has been kind of crazy. The tour's been massive.
Yeah, it's been pretty mad. I think this is the first time, certainly in my time in the band, but also in about 10 years, I think, for the band, is we're traveling basically from east to west. So we started in Rahway, New Jersey at the beginning of March, and we finish in LA at the beginning of May. So it's a pretty monster trip.
That's kind of grueling, though. Do you know, like, for full disclosure, we're recording this and I just checked the time with you. It's 6 a.m. in the morning where you are right now.
So, it is, yes.
That's crazy. I don't know. It's one of those things that touring can be very, very difficult for all musicians. But I have to ask, touring as a bagpiper is bound to have its own set of challenges.
Yeah, I think actually we were just talking about this yesterday. I had to change my reeds and or my chants of reeds and everything. And we always travel with a couple of different chanters just as backups and things. As you know, things can go wrong.
Yeah.
But I had to change to my, just because it felt like, well, I play my pipes every day basically for over a month, and my reed was just getting that kind of like way. So I put my spare in last night, and it was much better. I was able to kind of lean in a bit to that. So yeah, it's the things you don't think of, the roving repairs on the go, I guess.
There you go. You can't just nip up the road now and you know, get a new water trap or something. It's you have to bring it all with you, I guess. So yeah, very difficult situations. But how have you found the crowds then in the US? Do you find that they're receptive to the Chili's?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the I'm relatively new to the band. This is only my kind of second year of doing it kind of full time. But I've primarily been in the East Coast and the Midwest, certainly when we've been in America. And yeah, it's great. There's kind of old stomping grounds where the band's been coming for years and years. And there's local pipe bands that know the show probably better than I do at times when they come in and play with us. But yeah, no, it's really good. And yeah, it's nice to see so many different places. Although this is my second time, as I say, and we've been visiting far more new places than I maybe expected as well, which is great.
Ah, see, good stuff. Taking it to pastures new is always good. There you go. Right. Well, there is a good reason I'm catching up with you, because Ross, you've been really busy this last while. Not only are you currently on tour at the moment, but you're releasing some new music. Tell us about this. What, have you just been back in the studio churning out new tunes?
Yeah, well, I think it was just in December there, we've got into the studio to create a couple of new singles. The first one came out at the end of February. It was called The Dedication Jigs. And then recently, last Friday, a week ago today, I released the second one, which was called The Wrestle Rig Reels. Notice that I didn't pronounce the T in Wrestle Rig, because since I've, recorded the content, if you like, for the thing, I've since found out that it's Wrestle Rig, not Wrestle Rig.
Pronouncing it wrong too then.
Me too. I was told by a reliable source from Leith in Edinburgh. So that's right. I think it's definitely Wrestle Rig. Someone even commented on one of my TikToks saying, by the way, the T's silent. And by that point it's far too late. So
hey, you're not alone in that regard then. I've been pronouncing that wrong since it was released. There you go. But it's dead exciting to see some new music from you, because I think The Roke was like early 2020s, wasn't it? How long ago was The Roke now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over 4 years, I guess, from now. Yeah, so wow, and then we had the had a single in between that and a tune book as well. So I've had bits and bobs, or in fact a couple of singles, and then but this is a kind of new band, new direction, slightly kind of more, I don't know, poppy sound, if you like. It's just a bit, it's a bit kind of fresh and different It's still me playing the bagpipes.
That's it. Essentially, that's it at its core. But I have to say, you can hear those influences coming in there. You know, bits of pop and rock and stuff kind of mixing its way through. As you say, it does sound very modern. Was that the approach, really, whenever you were writing these tunes?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I think I've written, out of the five tunes across these two singles, I wrote three of them. And then Ali Henderson, the pipe sergeant of Inverady, he wrote the Wrestle Regrio one, the one with the controversial title. Yeah. And then it's a traditional bass. It's a Kate Breton tune. It's a John Marsh Rankin tune. It's the final tune. But I think when I wrote the tunes, it was more just like, I've just written some tunes and that's cool. Let's see how we can kind of accompany them and present them in a way that's a bit more modern. We changed we changed the bass from like upright double bass to an electric bass that just kind of adds that kind of edge, and then the kind of more synthesizers as well kind of thing, and then just the reference tracks, even like before the reference tracks were trad tracks. Yeah, when we were mixing this time, it was the 1975 and bands like that, to try and kind of get the way that the drums are sounding on these kind of records and singles and things. It's actually quite an interesting thing. I never really thought about that before, but if you do some listening on that, you can really hear the way that things are kind of presented is slightly different in these kind of these different tracks as well.
I know that the 1975 are quite a popular band, to be honest. I've never listened to them because they can't play an MSR, but I'm going to have to check them out for sure. But that's interesting, though, you know, drawing influences from the popular music world, I guess, bringing it to the trad scene rather than the other way around, which has been happening for a long time now, I guess. Yeah. It's an interesting approach. Yeah. So is this the sign of things to come? I'm sure you've been asked this question a dozen times now. Will that give you the itch now to get back in the studio and possibly a new album?
I don't know about the itch. Perhaps. I think certainly for us, obviously everything I've kind of done so far has been self-funded. So it's an expensive game making music, releasing music.
Absolutely.
But I'm quite enjoying the singles thing. It means that you can kind of just like, I feel like this was kind of like a project. There was two together. I was calling it the singles. It was the Dedication Jigs, the Wrestle Rig Reels. It's all kind of together. Even the photos, it's the same kind of idea of the photo with different colored jumpers for the title and stuff. Just kind of trying to kind of create like a small project within that. Maybe I'll do that again. Maybe you'll try and do that every couple of years or something. But it's also a lot of work trying to kind of get it all together and end a month with a studio. But I really enjoy the challenge of creating new music, but also I enjoy letting people hear it and kind of releasing it and things. So there'll certainly be more. I don't know in what form that'll be. Maybe I'll get talked into an album at some point. Maybe I'll apply for some funding and get it going. But there's no immediate plans at the moment. I was just happy to get these out
Well, we'll keep across it. If there is any plans, of course, we'll let our listeners know here for sure. So I have to ask you then, I know this is what we're just after Easter now at this point, but I have to ask you about Christmas time. Mate, those videos and stuff you've done over Christmas were just brilliant. I guess that was a lot of work in itself, producing some of those.
Yeah, that's a funny one. So that started off as like kind of lockdown boredom. I was like, oh, maybe I'll do like 12 days of Christmas, it'll be easy. I'll just record, you know, Christmas carols and the pipes, and I just started to kind of write down the ones that I already knew. That was in like 2020. Mm-hmm. And then like, so I the first one I was like, I'll do Jingle Bells is easy, everybody knows Jingle Bells. Yeah. So I like recorded myself playing Jingle Bells, and then I was like, oh, maybe I'll add like second pipes and like, you know, have a wee harmony. I was like, okay, I'll do that. So I did that. Second pipes, I was like, oh, you know, I can do three part harmony for the chorus. That'll be fine. Okay. So, and I was like, oh, do you know what? Maybe I could just like, you know, I've not played the trombone for a while. How about I add the trombone? Okay. So we'll add the trombone and three parts of trombone. And then I was like, oh, right, I'll do a video and I'll just not stand next to the Christmas tree. I'll do like a wee bit of theatrics and I'll play with iMovie. And then before I knew it, I had this big extravaganza. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And then I was like, oh no, wait a minute. I've now set a precedent. I've got to do that times 12. So I was like, okay, right, I'll do it. So I kind of committed to that. There was nothing else happening in lockdown. I was teaching online on Zoom. So I basically just spent the mornings running around my flat dressed as Santa Claus, and then the afternoons teaching on Zoom, sometimes also dressed as Santa Claus if it was so people enjoyed that and that was great. And then in 2021 people were like, oh, you've got to do that again. That's true. So I did it again, but I was like, right, I'm only going to do half because it's loads. I was like, okay, so I did six, and then in 2022 I did five, and I was also running out of ideas and tunes, yeah. So up at that point. And then, so that was 2022. And then for 2023, I was like, right, I'm only doing one, but I'm going to go in the studio and I'm going to make it like actually like a thing. So I used the band from that played on my album, and we recorded and released just a single on Spotify just for fun, just a wee kind of thing. So it's kind of documented, you know, in the grand scheme of music releases. It's not just, it doesn't just exist on YouTube and Facebook, it exists in, I guess, if you like, the real world.
That's it,
but then it also means that it's on your Spotify profile forever. So if you shuffle my thing, if you listen to these two new singles, the next thing that comes up is the Christmas thing. So you maybe get a wee shock of sleigh bells in April.
That's exactly what happened to me this morning. I was thinking, I'm going to be talking to Ross later. Okay, I'll put Spotify on. I was drinking coffee. Next thing, this Christmas number, come on, what the? So and then it reminded me about it all. But so that's fantastic, though. Yeah. So we've been playing a lot of your music over on Fuse. I have to say, the reaction from the crowd from the last two tracks has been fantastic. So keep up the great work. You have a big audience, very keen to hear more. Right, I have to talk about your competitive work now as well, because a lot of people don't realize you are a competitive player. You did mention earlier playing with Inveraray District. How's the preparations going for this incoming season? New sets, new tunes, all ready to hit the circle?
Oh, I don't know if I can divulge that. No, there's at least a new medley. And I believe the first championship at Bangor is going to be medley as well. So what I've been practicing for. So that's been something different for me since joining the Chili Pipers, is I've basically become an out-of-town player, even though I potentially live closest to the practice hall in Glasgow as well.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a strange one, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite funny. I tend to attend every practice in January and February, and then not again until May. It's a totally new way of be working. I know that lots of bands have had fly-ins for many years, but it's the first, you know, I'm a twice a week guy. Yeah. I always have been. I've always gone out to band twice a week, but just as my kind of career's evolved and as my work's evolved, I've been fortunate enough to be allowed to continue to play in the band, or at least attempt to play in the band. I enjoy it. We were doing a workshop in Copenhagen a couple of weeks ago, a few of the guys from the Inveraray band, and we got asked, like, oh, why do you still do it? Like, why do you all still play in the band? Because it was me and Stuart and Ali and Rory Grosser. And,
and
I was like, well, the reason I still do it is because it keeps me at a highest level as possible. It forces me into practicing, because it could be very easy if you're doing this kind of job where pipes is your job. You can just, you know, you get to the point where you're presentable enough at the bagpipes. So I could just get away with never practicing again and just doing the gig and I would still be fine. But playing in that band really, really makes me want to practice, and I don't want to let anybody down, and I want to try and kind of work as hard as possible. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting home and getting stuck into the pipe bands in the summer, and some solo piping as well, hopefully. But we'll just have to try and see how the schedule goes. It's pretty demanding when you're playing bagpipes all the time, and then you have to fly home and try and play in any kind of competition you can. So that's good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is quite grueling, honestly, and it does take a degree of stamina. Yeah, for sure. So I know you mentioned there about competitive piping being that impetus to kind of want you to continue to excel, and you can very much get stuck in a rut. You know, if you learn your concert set, for example, you play your Scotland the Brave, whatever, the Roundtree, all these sort of party tunes that people play at concerts and stuff, you can absolutely do that and then just sit back and say, right, I'm a piper now. I'm not doing any more. It's brilliant to see. Like, a lot of the guys out at the Chili's are all competitive pipers for that reason. They continue to want to excel. So I guess that's the drive there, Ross. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's, kind of inspiring each other. And I guess there's such a big kind of pool of musicians that play with the Chili Pipers now that you kind of, you know, We all, well, not all of us, but quite a lot of us compete against each other. We compete with each other. But that's part of the piping game, isn't it? It's a small world, so people tend to do multiple things.
That's it. Yeah, jack of all trades. Absolutely. Well, Ross, I have to say a huge thank you for the new music. We've been really enjoying it. I say our audience has been loving it too. We've been playing it on Fuse Nights last week, and everyone seems to be requesting it all the time. So stop requesting it. Don't worry, we will keep playing it. But if you are interested in checking out Ross's brand new music, go to his website, rossmullermusic.com, or you're on all the streaming services and all of that as well, Ross, aren't you?
Yeah, just basically wherever you get your music, you can get the music. And I released, there's a video of the first one, the Dedication Jigs, and there will be a video this week when I eventually find some Wi-Fi and upload it to YouTube. A couple of weeks, there is a video waiting to be posted of the on YouTube of the Wrestle Red Reels as well, which is exciting. Just adds a visual aspect, you know, it's the same, but I know that people enjoy watching my kind of head movements and stuff as well.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure. If anything, I think those head movements and everything, they won you that solo prize at that competition. We were there in San Francisco that year. I think you won that paper competition for entertainment value. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There you go. Well, mate, enjoy the rest of your United States tour. We wish you as well. And you're gigging now all the way through to the end of May. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
This tour is and for the rest of April, and then we've got a week off in which I'm going to go to Arizona and do a workshop with a band down there in Phoenix, and I'm going to do a recital in Phoenix. So if you've got any listeners from that kind of part of the world, you should come down and say hello. It's a kind of open to all event on the 27th of April, I think that is. And then we kind of get back together, and we've got a weekend of gigs in Los Angeles. And then we fly home and we come straight over your way. Well, not directly. We're coming to Cork, and then we're playing in the Waterfront in Belfast.
Belfast, yes.
And then we're going to Galway, and then I'll be back the following week for the UK Championships.
UK Championships. Well. I don't know how you do it. Yeah. You must be loaded up on Red Bull or something.
Something. Are you not? You've only got to work 2 hours a day in this job. It's just, you've just got to sit in a van, and fortunately, somebody else drives the van, so I'm kind of chill. I've got into a routine. I've been practicing. I've been I actually wrote, well, certainly one of these tunes whilst I was here and stuff. So last year, so it's it's good that if you could hear the voice note from that day when I was sending it to Rory, who was playing the keys on the track. If you could hear the voice note versus how it ended up, you'd be shocked. maybe that's a bit of content.
There you go. Oh, dear. I think we remember talking to Fred Morrison one time, and he said he was at a traffic lights, and he just lifted his phone and goes, dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-do, and then set it back down again. And that's a tune.
Exactly. Yeah. I love to think that, or I love that people would think that that's exactly how it happens every time. It's not precisely sometimes, but you do sometimes get a wee, I write it in my notes on my phone, so like if it's a crotchet, I write like a capital letter, and if it's a quaver, I do a small letter.
I see.
I'm giving you a virtual thumbs up there.
There you go. Well, Ross, I would say a huge thank you, mate, for chatting with us. We'll let you get back to your very busy schedule, and hopefully we'll catch up with you on the grass, sure, in Bangor. Yeah,
hopefully hopefully we'll see you there.
Indeed. Yeah. Take care, Ross. Thanks a million.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. Cheers.
There you go. So, yeah, massive thank you to Ross for joining us on the show this week. And, yeah, isn't it good timing that we managed to work it into this week's episode when Ross has that huge big workshop happening in Arizona on the 27th? So that's this weekend. Yeah. So if anyone's interested, of course, you can check out the details on Ross Miller's socials or, of course, in any of our Big Rab Show socials. We do our best to share that information as we'll get it. Yeah, so very exciting stuff. A lot of great new music being released. And, just a huge pleasure to catch up with Ross. And no doubt we will catch him on the grass this incoming year. Yeah, so, right. That's it for another topic of the week. Thank you, everyone, for downloading this week. Yeah, it's been another hectic episode, hasn't it? Yeah, I don't know. The bagpiping world, the season hasn't really started yet. It's not supposed to officially start until next month. But yeah, we've been insanely busy here in the bagpiping world. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know. There's never been a better time to be involved in piping and drumming. Honestly, yeah, it's absolutely thriving at the moment. Right. That's it. Let's wrap things up. That's it for another Rab Show podcast. We will see you all in the next one, of course, where we will unravel another huge topic of the week. If you haven't already, then please do consider heading over there to Patreon, clicking on that support button, and being part of the Patreon faithful. Yeah, because they're awesome over there. We have a great community over there, and there's tons of great extras back there. So, yeah, just shout out again to the Patreon faithful. Awesome. All right. I'm out the door. Thank you, everyone, for downloading this week. Huge thank you to Ross for joining us this week. And yeah, we'll catch you on next week's episode, where we'll be back again. Until the next one, I'll see you all then. All the best.
Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week. And a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reeds. Played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reeds.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.